Pattern Recognition by William Gibson. Narrated by Shelley Fraser. Copyright 2003 by William Gibson. This unabridged audiobook was published by arrangement with William Gibson and the Martha Millard Literary Agency and was produced in year 2004 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Dedication to Jack. 1. The website of Dreadful Night. 5 hours New York jet lag and Case Pollard wakes in Camden Town to the dire and ever-circling wolves of disrupted circadian rhythm. It is that flat and spectral non-hour, awash in limbic tides, brainstem stirring fitfully, flashing inappropriate reptilian demands for sex, food, sedation, all of the above, and none really an option now. Not even food, as Damien's new kitchen is as devoid of edible content as its designer's display windows in Camden High Street. Very handsome, the upper cabinets faced in canary yellow laminate, the lower with lacquered unstained apple ply. Very clean and almost entirely empty, save for a carton containing 2 dry plucks of Weetabix and some loose packets of herbal tea. Nothing at all in the German fridge, so new that its interior smells only of cold and long-chain monomers. She knows now, absolutely, hearing the white noise that is London, that Damien's theory of jet lag is correct, that her mortal soul is leagues behind her, being reeled in on some ghostly umbilical down the vanished wake of the plane that brought her here, hundreds of thousands of feet above the Atlantic. Souls can't move that quickly and are left behind and must be awaited upon arrival like lost luggage. She wonders if this gets gradually worse with age, the nameless hour deeper, more null, its effect at once stranger and less interesting. Numb here in the semi-dark in Damien's bedroom, beneath a silvery thing the color of oven mitts, probably never intended by its makers to actually be slept under. She'd been too tired to find a blanket. The sheets between her skin and the weight of this industrial coverlet are silky, some luxurious thread count, and they smell faintly of, she guesses, Damien. Not badly, though. Actually, it's not unpleasant. Any physical linkage to a fellow mammal seems a plus at this point.